Does size matter?
I think gotta go. Like, I have to go shower.
Oh, you gotta go shower?
Yeah, because it's like gonna be midnight, so it's getting pretty late.
Oh, like shower right now?
Yeah, like shower right now.
Without me?
There's no way.
Are you gonna be there for me?
Do you want some head?
What?
Do you want some head?
Yeah.
Then sit your ass back, put your seatbelt on, and I'm gonna go home and give you some head.
Okay. Yes.
I better not hear shit on the way home.
I love you.
I love you too.
Sometimes you gotta use reverse psychology to deceive and confuse the enemy.
I'm mad at you.
Why?
Because
what?
I don't know. Do you have like a brother or something?
That's crazy because I actually do have a brother. You want to talk to him for real?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what you do today?
I just went out. How about you?
I'm playing the game, that's all.
Ooh, what's your favorite color?
Green. What color is it?
What?
What color is it?
Bro, move.
So my son has his girlfriend in his room. I decided to scare the crap out of her. Jeez, my bad. My son doesn't have a girlfriend.
Not betray you. I mean, don't agree with your job to report on the street.
Hi. I did speak all right.
What's your name?
Santino, nice to meet you.
Santino, nice to meet you.
Oh, Santino.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Splendid, not me with you.
Oh, Santino.
That was really sweet. I give you an immediate yes as well.
Very much. Can I get a kiss?
No.
Rejection.
Can I get a kiss?
Something comes easy. It is oftentimes there's less respect assigned to it. So just based on that simple premise alone, a woman who sleeps with a lot of guys that came easy, therefore it's not respected. A man who slept with a lot of women, generally he needs to work on his character, he needs to work on his hygiene, his appearance, his status, his accolades, his career, everything in order to be at the same level as that 5 or 6 out of 10 girl.
What do you consider therefore, hard work? Buying women drinks and talking to them?
No, raising their caliber as a man. So a high value man, meaning like working on his physicality, being fit and healthy, working on his hygiene, making a good sum of money.
You're stating that men have to work on all these things in order to get laid, and that is completely false.
This lady seems to be blaming everybody but herself. And it's crazy that the modern woman today can take inches but refuse to take accountability. And is it just me? Or does dating feel like this nowadays?
Single. But I have 2 children. But my mom takes care of them. But their dad isn't paying child support. But I work. But the money is not enough. Okay.
What's your favorite subscriber request you've gotten from a good subscriber? This is my favorite question to ask.
I feel like I have a good one and I like love this guy to death, but I think it's so unrealistic.
All right, let's hear it.
He begs me like once a week to crush a watermelon with my tongue.
It's not that crazy. Have you ever done it?
No.
I don't think that's possible, right?
I don't know if I like, I feel like
watermelons
I
are pretty,
girl.
Watermelons are also pretty hefty. They have a thick skin.
They are firm.
I love watermelons. I cut one like twice a week.
I mean, it's
not easy to penetrate a watermelon.
I've tried to do it with my thighs before and I've like cracked it a little and I'm like, there's no way.
What do you think you would do? You think you would like try to bring left and right and put them together or like top down?
I think I'd have to go to left and right because honestly, like what I fear the most happening is if I try to go top down is I'm going to end up hitting myself in the face.
You said that he capitalizes and makes money and makes a living off of sad, like lonely incel men, right? Who do you think you are? What do you think you do for a living?
I provide.
Honest, what is this?
I'm a content creator.
Do you think you're appealing to anybody who can do anything?
I appeal to anyone who wants to jerk off to
I guess you're a fan.
Who do you think those people are?
My obviously, fans.
Yeah, a bunch of incels.
It depends.
86% of OnlyFans subscriptions are done by incels. That's a statistic.
This is literally.
Whenever you guys hear a girl say,
I'm a content creator.
To translate this in the language of the womanese, what she is trying to say is she is a professional meat specialist.
I'm gonna try to teach y'all how to twerk the first way I was ever taught to twerk in seventh grade. Shout out to Treasure Eves, love you girl. So we were on the volleyball bus in middle school, so this is how she taught me. She was throwing ass in eighth grade, y'all. My little seventh grade self, I needed to do what she was doing. All right, so look. So I'm on my toes, but if you'll notice, my ass is not resting on my toes. I'm not just chilling. Like, I'm a little perked up. I'm a little lifted. I got a little arch at the bottom of my back. Okay, on your toes real good. Like, I got really good balance right now. I can spring a little bit. So all you're gonna do is, like I said, you're gonna spring, and as you're doing that, see how I'm rolling my hips, kind of arching a little bit. You're just doing that, bouncing just slightly while throwing that ass up, girl, throwing it up. That's one of those, you just gotta kind of get the groove in it, gotta get that flexibility, gotta get that rhythm, and you will get it, I promise. There's not a whole lot to it.
Andrew Tate, please come preach to the gospel.
I tell you, if I walk in a club, do you know who the hottest girl in the club? It's the girl who isn't dancing, isn't twerking on fucking stage, not surrounded by dudes. When girls want male attention in the club, they start drinking, twerking. That is the most revolting haram bullshit. I may want to fuck you, but I don't want to be with you. If you show me a girl sitting in the corner, shy, I'm like, good, she hasn't experienced too much life. I can show her things. And also, not just show her things. This is a very important point that I get attacked by the Matrix for because they completely misunderstand me on purpose. We don't want a woman who's had a bunch of trauma, had a bunch of experiences, done a bunch of shit, knows a bunch of people, been a bunch of places. That's the absolute opposite of what we want. We want the complete polar opposite of that.
Meanwhile,
sure. My last relationship, because I like the club. I like to just be around people. I don't like to be alone for too long. And so I would go to the clubs a lot. He did not like the clubs. He just didn't like being around people. So I was like, cool, I'll go by myself. And I would wear like crop tops and skirts or whatever. And then after a while, he's like, you know, I don't like that you're wearing that. What would be your opinion on that situation with...
Were you married to him at the time?
No, I wasn't.
You wasn't? But you guys were in a serious relationship?
Yeah.
Are men and women the same?
No, they're not.
Okay, is it far easier for women to have sex?
Yes.
So wouldn't it make sense that it's far easier for women to cheat?
Yes, it's easier but we for had you. Different reasons too.
Yeah, but it does not change the fact that you still are cheating. In other words, you want to say, well, I'm not cheating because I didn't fuck anybody else. No. That's the male standard because for us, it's hard to get sex.
Okay.
For you, however, it's easy. So you can't use a male metric of cheating when it's far easier for you to get sex.
Yeah, the ratio. No, yeah, I get that. Because, like, I mean, because there's such things as, like, micro-cheating.
According to the scriptures of Thalalaidians, established from the Asclepius Islands, it states, the longer her nails and the more color on her hair and the longer her lashes, my brother, the more body she catches.
I cheat all the time.
Are you a cheater?
Yeah. repetitively. Unfortunately, I get bored. It's not that the partner's not good enough. It's that I'm bored. I constantly want new things. I am like constantly on the lookout for like something that's going to just spark me.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean that you just don't like the guy? Shouldn't you just break up with him then?
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't because you know what? I'm at least getting somewhere.
But then I do have feelings.
Yeah. But this is the thing. They'll never find out that they're being cheated on. I'll just break up with them. No, I'm dead serious. They'll never fucking find out.
You just said.
So you'll cheat and then break up. But you could just broke up and then just
fuck whoever you want.
Yeah, absolutely. But the cheating is like, it's a fantasy. So it's like, this is exciting for me to cheat. Because it's actually cheating. If I break up with him and then I go fuck someone, it's just a rebound.
No, I mean, I get it.
You should get it.
I mean, most people cheat. Everybody.
Yes,
I think a lot of people cheat.
Jesus Christ.
Just break up with something mean. Just break up with the dude.
Yeah. What? That's not mean. How is it mean if they never find out about it?
A study from a zoologist once said that the most poisonous creatures would develop bright colors to warn others about its toxicity. This explains why this girl has red hair. Red hair equals red flags, and this girl has more red flags than the damn Chinese Communist parade. And gentlemen, this is the same type of girl that will marry herself, cheat on herself, and blame men. And whenever a person asks you, why aren't you married? You're such a great guy. Remember, gentlemen, that is a question that answers itself.
Fight for me, great, because I love you. I never wanted to not be with you. I never wanted to be without you. I want to do life with you. But in the process of all this happening, you a liar. You got you a bitch, and I had to hear from this bitch what y'all relationship was about. Nah, we not fucking no more. I want to see other people. You act like you the only fucker in this relationship that other people want to. Nah, we no. Let's be real. So what we gonna do is we gonna stay together. We gonna have a beautiful life together for the rest of our lives. We gonna continue get money together. We gonna continue raising this little girl together. We gonna have a fabulous home. We're gonna love and take care of each other. But I'm gonna fuck other people, and I hope you do too.
Ooh. Jesus Christ!
And we will never ever talk about it. Don't bring me no babies. Don't bring me no diseases. But we gonna do what we wanna do outside this house because to this point it has worked.
I bet you her husband got the divorce papers so quick right after she said this. Now, gentlemen, before I end this video, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Now, I would like to end this video on a more positive note. This is why you guys need to get yourself an Asian.
He invests in only individual stocks.
That's a red flag just because you should probably diversify your portfolio, also invest in some more conservative index funds or ETFs.
When you get married, he wants to merge your bank accounts.
I would say red flag, when you get married, each should have their own individual account and then a joint account for all the necessities like house, your kid's college fund. But yeah, I don't know. It's not like a red flag, but that's just how I would do it post-marriage.
He likes to lease his cars.
I would say red flag just because cars are a liability. I mean, if you like your cars, no judgment, but if you can afford the car, then that's great. But if you're leasing the car just for flexing, then that's a red flag.
He follows me on social media.
Just kidding, green flag.
He'll only buy clothes if it's on clearance.
That's green flag. Doesn't matter. Means he likes to save money, find good deals. I'm Asian, so we love good deals.